From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's a little bit of how the world is treating itself today, the 9th of June, 2009. It's a brief one today for reasons that you will hear in this slot tomorrow. But I will still remind you up front of the Tucson Roller Derby's 6th season championship doubleheader bout at Blade World, 1065 West Grant Road on Saturday night. It'll most likely be the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses against the Iron Curtain for third place at 6:30, and then the Copper Queens against the Vice Squad for the league championship. Much more information is at TucsonRollerDerby.com. Rush Limbaugh has taken time off from his relentless pursuit of OxyContin to suggest a boycott of General Motors, citing a recent Rasmussen poll showing 17% of potential car buyers won't buy a GM car if they believe President Obama runs the company. Somebody may want to clue Limbaugh in that 17% is a distinct minority. Phoenix hate talk radio station KFYI, which does carry Limbaugh, has fired Bruce Majors, a particularly vicious early morning yakker. KFYI is owned by Chump Channel, and the move is seen primarily as a way for Chump Channel to save money while holding on to more stations than it ever has been able to afford running. Two radio acts got the hook today for their homophobic slurs on the air. One is The Morning Show on KRXQ in Sacramento, California, an Intercom-owned outfit. The other is an announcer on a community station called Ujima Radio in Bristol, England. The canned jocks would love for me to be able to tell you what their names are. Rachel Spector, wife of convicted murderer and storied rock record producer Phil Spector, claims the conditions in the prison Phil has been sentenced to spend the next 19 years or the rest of his life, whichever wraps first, are worse than people should treat animals. Perhaps someone should clue Rachel in that Lana Clarkson doesn't have the option of being treated at all, thanks to Rachel's husband. Today's obituaries include one for Kenny Rankin, a talented singer and songwriter whose style defied classification. He was as respected by jazz enthusiasts as he was by folkies, soft rockers, and devotees of the Great American Songbook. Perhaps his biggest success as a songwriter was a tune called Peaceful, which Helen Reddy put out as a hit 1973 single between her Billboard number ones I Am Woman and Delta Dawn. Georgie Fame also did a good version of Peaceful as well. Lung cancer, which had been diagnosed only 3 weeks ago in Los Angeles at age 69. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. Mark Evanier left this observation on his Twitter account and at newsfromme.com. Newt Gingrich is now on TV as often as the Geico lizard, which makes sense because he has the same chance of ever being elected to anything. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, and believe me, you will want to hear what I have for you tomorrow. Have yourselves some peace and oranges.